All right, remember, the machine knows if you're lying. First statement, Carvana will give you a real offer on your car all online.
False.
True, actually. You can sell your car in minutes.
False? That's gotta be...
True again. Carvana will pick up your car from your door, or you can drop it off at one of their car vending machines.
Sounds too good to be true, so true.
Finally caught on. Nice job. Honesty isn't just their policy, it's their entire model. Sell your car today, too.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome to CCH Healthcare Podcast. I'm Kelly Jackson, and this is Voices of Valor. Today, we're at Scarlet Oaks Rehab and Assisted Living, and we're going to be talking to our next veteran, Mr. William Achenbrock. Welcome, Mr. Achenbrock.
Glad to see you.
Thank you. Thank you. First of all, I want to say thank you for your service. We know freedom ain't free, so I appreciate you paying the cost and being here today. All right. So let's get right into it. Let's talk about... What was your rank?
Private.
Private. All right. All right. And when did you join the military, or were you drafted?
I was drafted.
You was drafted?
The year when I got into it, I don't remember.
Okay. All right. And what branch did you serve?
Marine Corps.
And what made you want to join the Marines?
I got drafted.
You got drafted into the Marine. All right. Tell us a little bit about that.
I was working for Garley's Foster Company, and we lived down below the hill. Got off for lunch, go down the house, eat lunch. My dad was home, he said, hey, you got a letter. I opened it up, it's a green, he's been drafted to the United States Marine. Wow. It must have been Army, but it's like Marines instead.
Mm-hmm. And you was just gone that day?
Yeah. So no, the next day.
The next day?
Yeah.
Okay. And how did your basic training? Where did you do your basic training?
Prince Allen, South Carolina.
South Carolina? And how did that go?
It was all right.
Tell us about it.
But one of the guys didn't want to go home. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, okay, but I'd let you go home. So that evening, I went to a 4-star general office, took his plaque, ditched it under the barracks.
Did what?
3 o'clock in the morning, we're out in our skivvies. And she said, whoever ditched my black is going to get a discharge. And one of the guys next to me wanted to go home bad. Well, step forward, you go home. He went home.
All right. So I'm liking the beard. So how long have you had the beard?
I had the beard for like 2 or 3 years.
Okay.
But I had longer than that.
You had longer than that?
Yeah. I had longer than that. Okay. I had all the way down to my belly button almost.
And I heard you used to ride a motorcycle.
Yeah.
All right. Tell us about that.
I joined the Iron Horse when I was 18 years old. I'm still with it.
Okay.
All right. Only way I can get out of it if I'm gone. Mm-hmm.
What kind of motorcycles did you ride?
64 Harley.
64 Harley. What was her name?
The old lady.
The old lady. That's awesome. All right. What was military life?
It was all right. I didn't like it the first time, but I got used to it.
Mm-hmm. What made
you? I was a troublemaker.
What'd you do?
I just applied. Mm-hmm. In the slide of death, I hollered at Marine Corps, and I stood down. I had 4 drone instructors waiting for me to get out of the water.
Oh,
And he said, "What did you say?" And I said, "I'm not repeating it, but you heard it the first time." He said, "Well, you see that rope? Get back up there again and do it again."
So they basically they made you tougher.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what kind of man did the Marine Corps make you?
I don't take no crap from nobody. I got a hot temper, you know, so I control that.
Yes. So where are you from, Mr. Appleton?
Cincinnati.
So you were born and raised here?
Yep.
What part? What part of Cincinnati were you
born? Presto.
Presto? Okay. Yeah. I know Cincinnati well. So I know Cincinnati real well. So so what was your military job?
Tanker. I was a driver.
All right. Tell us about those tanks.
That was all right. We get some new ones in to test them out. Mm-hmm. Make sure they were running right. They're not leaking.
Okay.
So, that was all right.
How was shooting those things?
I didn't do that. I had a machine gun in front of me, but that was it. But it was all right. I did my time off. I went on.
Okay.
I was an MP. That was fun.
Yeah.
We had came to Cincinnati to pick up four prisoners from AWOL. Mm-hmm. One was in Newport, Covington Jail, and Cincinnati Jail. We had to pick them up.
Mm-hmm.
The MP? Yeah. They had to bring them back in the truck.
Oh. How was that training as far as MP?
It was all right. I was in charge of one dude. He wanted to take off running. I said, "Go for it." I said, "I'll shoot you." Go for it. I had a pistol out. I was ready for him to go. He would take off.
Oh.
But the other one didn't give me no hassle. Mm-hmm. Me and Tony.
Yes. Did you ever see any action while you was in the military?
No. Okay. I wanted to, but no. I did my time. That was it. And went on. Mm-hmm.
Were any of your family members from the military?
My brother, he was in the Marine Corps.
Okay.
I went in before him, and after that, then he went in. We met in the Marine Corps. We met. He was doing something, I was doing something. We met together.
Yes. So what were some of your most memorable moments while being in the military?
Tank driver. I like the tank better.
Okay. Tell us what, some more about driving the tanks.
We did training, play war. Mm-hmm. We did that. I like that. Mm-hmm. I got myself in trouble there, but I shot a 4-star general back to the head.
Oh.
Well, I was in the barn. I heard some kind of milk removing. Tony looked out. He says, "It looks like a 4-star general." So we stopped him.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't like him that day. Like, I mean, it was a nasty mood that day. So something on his knee, you know, banging him back behind the head with a blank bullet.
Oh.
And he looked at me. He said, "I'll see you when you get up to training." I landed 30 days in a row.
Wow. How was the food?
It was all right. They give me a decent meal, but as a bulldog, you time to go by, you gotta salute him. I didn't like that too much, but I got down doing that, and a bunch of guys went to the Navy barracks at nighttime.
What?
I ain't gonna say. No comment on that one. Got busted, but no comment on that one. No, we had to dress up in Navy uniform. Didn't like that. Didn't like that. I was the first one to check it out of the barracks.
Uh-huh.
My head hit the leg. I looked up. Oh, shoot. We're in trouble.
So it seems like you had some fun.
I had some fun. Didn't like we had to go back to the barracks in their clothes, but I didn't like that too much.
So how old were you when you went to the military again?
I think it was 20 or 21 years old.
Okay, so he still was young. Yeah, did you guys travel a lot?
Nuh-uh. Okay. Just stayed there and did my time. That was it.
So when, so was there anything happening when you got like time to get off of the base and things like that? Did you guys go anywhere like that?
They just repaired it and that's it. Give her money and God play my home.
So is there anything you miss about the military?
Bunch of friends in there I met in there, but that's it.
From different places and things.
Yeah. That was it mostly.
You guys didn't keep in contact?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I kept putting on Tony with just to the day before.
Okay.
And I went downtown, went to the third building. I went down to see my recruiter. He was still there.
Oh, wow.
He said, hey, man, how are you, William? I said, I'm 74. Is he going back again? I said, no.
So how old is he?
I don't know. I think he's like 60, 65. I said, no, before you go back, you should try to back again. I said, nope, I don't want to go back no more. That's it.
So coming out of the military, being in the military, how was it transitioning back to military?
I got used to it. That was hard to do. But get up at 4 o'clock in the morning, that crap. Mm-hmm. And go to bed early. It took me a while to get out. You used to back to normal way. That's it.
Where'd you say you did your basic training at?
Paris Island, South Carolina.
Paris Island, South Carolina. How was that?
Didn't like it. Guard duty, watching the barracks, an alligator.
Oh.
That was fun.
What happened with that?
You be walking, making a turn around, go around in the barracks, go to the other side, there's an alligator right there looking at you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, passed on one day, had an alligator there.
Yeah. That was scary times.
Yeah.
So let's say if a young person got off track and, you know, was acting up, would you recommend the military for them for discipline?
Yeah. I had a hot temper. I was going in, but yeah, knocked out of it.
They're not
real gonna. Quick.
Oh wow! Tell me some more funny stories, did you?
That's it, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Driving the tanks and stuff.
Yeah.
Did you work on those tanks too?
Yeah, a little bit hard. If it breaks down, you gotta get out and fix it. We go on that parade and the tank stop. I think it's what they call a tank floor. They push the tank off on the side and you get working on it, get it going. Mm-hmm. So I got done with it. It was the last tank running.
Mm-hmm.
Online.
Got it running.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to add for us, your experience in the military?
Nope. If they ask me, do I want to go back? I go back.
You go back?
I'll go back, get my same stripe, and I'll go back.
Okay.
So same thing I was doing before, driver.
So you enjoyed the
money. Yeah, I like the tank. Uh-huh. One of the guys said, William, I said, what? And he said, you know, you're too damn tall to get this tank. I said, you watch my video. I got in it.
Wow.
So and if I had to push the seat all the way down, uh-huh, to just get myself in all the way comfortable in the tank.
So you said you when you got out, you joined the motorcycle gang. So you done traveled a lot of places then.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the farthest you done rode on a motorcycle?
Florida.
Okay. From Cincinnati or?
Cincinnati to Florida, but just guys riding on a bike.
Okay. How was that trip?
It was all right. The captain liked it, but it was all right.
About how many guys was? What's
you guys? Well, I was limited to price sale, $750,000. Mm-hmm. One the secretary was getting smart mouth. She said she's gonna call her son to get me.
Mm-hmm.
I said, go for it. I got a price for you, man. I made one call. It was 145 guys up there. Normally, Avenue. I had a whole lot covered and the street covered. With all motorcycles.
It's bad.
Then I came in, I said, Miss O'Neill, where's your boys at? I don't see them.
Wow.
They had a right on top of the street. Doors wide open. The guns and all, you name it, they got it right there.
Yeah. So what, so you said you had a couple of bikes. What are kind of the motorcycles that you had?
It was a 64 Harley and a 74 Beetle.
74 Beetle. Wow. Where are those bikes today? Yeah.
You know? Chrysler Garage.
Okay.
Behind the post office.
Okay. All right. You think you still can ride?
Mm-hmm. I gave guys the mic. I got the three more.
Gosh. So is there anything else you want to tell us about the military, your time in the military?
That's it for me.
Okay. All right. Well, seems like you enjoyed it. Yeah. That's all that counts.
Well, like I said, they need me again. I'll go back again.
Awesome. That's what we need. That's the type of veteran we need right there. Well, I appreciate you coming out and talking to us, taking your time. And like I said, you know, freedom is not free. Someone had to pay the cost, so I appreciate you. Right. Thank you for your service, Mr. Ackenbach. All right. Well, this has been CCH Healthcare Podcast, Voices of Valor. I'm Kelly Jackson. I thank you for joining us. And please share, and like, because our veterans and their stories need to be told. Thank you.